Blog Talk Radio.
I saw the light on the night that I passed by her window. I saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind. I watched and went out of my mind. My, my, my Delilah. Why, Delilah. I could see that girl was no good for me. Like a slave that no man could free. At break of day when that man drove away, I was waiting. I crossed the street to her house and she opened the door. I felt the knife in my hand and she left no more. My, my, my Delilah. Why, Delilah. So before they come to break down the door,
my friends, to where the music never ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come join our wild dove Luyu in Nature and Passion on Mondays. Dig into the thoughts of Twisted Tuesdays with the Twisted Sisters. Turn up the heat with the Art of Seduction on Wednesday. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft, a Sullen Art with Rich and Neutron, and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dex. Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. Saturday is split between Grey Eyes Howling at the Moon in the Canadian Wilds as he brings you bad company, and Ekphrasia with Captain B and Dan. And if you're looking for a little more edgy realm, then check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday mornings. Mondays are split between Hearts of L&P with Victoria and Black Lace Diaries with Mr. M and Mistress Frost. Tuesday, Take a Walk on the Wild Side. Fridays are split between Crawling into the Darkness with Pam and Break on Through. And Saturday, join Aphasiana and Babla as they teach you the fine art of being art sinner, art sinned. Check out the contests and prompts for all of our shows. Call in to read your poems and hang for the fun. And happy Mother's Day, ladies. And how you doing, Jean? Are you mutating? Yes, no, maybe.
Hello?
Jean?
Hi, sorry, I was trying to figure out who was on the line. I'm sorry. I have to poke my head out and see if Rex is talking to me, and I'm not answering. You know?
Well, I do cover a couple of minutes, but that's just to get
well, we have three callers. We have three callers. Yes, yes. First off, we have Pam. Hi, Pam. How are you, hon?
I'm good. Happy Mother's Day. Hi, Rex.
And happy Mother's Day, Pam.
Thank you.
Yes. I've been wished a happy Mother's Day all my life. We're not going to get into all those details, though. And we have Passions Promise. Hello, Promise. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. Happy Mother's Day, ladies.
And happy Mother's
happy
Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Passion. Thank you very much for coming on board.
Yes, yes, yes. And last but never least, and this is the one who stumps me every time. Well, I'll have to say hello
Brandy.
To Randy. Absolutely, every time, Rex, every time. So hello, Randy. Good to have you.
Hello, everyone, and happy Mother's Day to all the appropriate people.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Evening, Randy. How you doing?
Just great. How are you?
Excellent.
All good. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, so that's where I was, just gathering up a few folk. But anyway, Rex, it seems like it was a really great prompt for tonight. A clever idea.
Yeah, it was an easy one, just to let everybody bring out their mother's favorite song, so to speak, or music genre.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was clever. It was a good thought on the idea, for real. You know. A lot less complicated than some that, you know, we tend to try for.
Well, it made sense rather than, hey, these are great Mother's Day songs. Pick one for your mother and let's have at it.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, this worked out good. So it seems like you had a good turnout. So that's always wonderful. And it's nice to have you guys here. Randy, are you in a hurry tonight? Or are you going to hang with us for a while?
Excuse me. I can probably hang around for about 30 minutes or so.
Okay. I'm tough, you know. I'll hold you to that 30-minute point.
Okay.
That's just me. Oh, my God. Okay, right.
That's 30 minutes per. That's 30 minutes per mother, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cold.
Oh, my goodness. So,
that was a great
report. I'm trying to think. Is there some place you wanted to start specifically, Rex, or just anywhere?
Oh, no. I made notations for the later venues. There's four of them, so.
Okay, just so I have an idea.
Wait for the top one. Let's kind of go with that for the 11 o'clock hour. It's a little on the darker side.
Okay.
Or satisfying, rather.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let me go and grab Wichita Rex. That sounds like a good place to start. And then we'll kind of come back and hit the ladies. Okay, Rex, I'm going to put this up for you, so whenever you're ready.
All right.
Jukebox Jingles.
Jukebox Jingles by Wichita Rex. Jukebox Jingle. Wonder or ponder for memories of mom's song. When searching for something I can hold on to, feeling FM from the kitchen or flipping 45s from a bar room. Bottles or glasses mixed with ice behind a bar have a unique symphony. One voice above the rest comes out strong. Beatles or Elvis followed by a country crooner sets a tone even sooner placing her with one melody too much to assume. Nickels, dimes make a rhyme, adding up the quarters. Loose change promises a full range of emotion, appeasing the throng. Melody, selection, give and pick for a payee, always up for the election. A few free from the house helps the mood to resume. Sonnets become symbols. Fun, not fiction, can create livable function. Many would do anything for that familiar ring. Collective ballad would be a mixed salad, themed from Jeopardy Clash with glass. Slivers of silver marked tips in the jar, cash register ringing, would leave my mom singing at a small town Kansas saloon. Sows never go away, but feel blessed, not cursed, that they are in my head to stay. Few dollars, an old jukebox, make it mellow for this fellow. Take away that ghost sting. 1 through 100, A to Z, big box on the floor, ready to set the score. Thoughts of her create that familiar internal stir, left fetching from memories on anniversaries. Passion changes like top 40 and the smell of Avon perfume. End poem. And there is a note in the AN. And I wasn't sure what kind of style his mom liked in music, but she operated a nightclub restaurant for years, and the jukebox in the pool hall was a large source of income. So there's a nice touch to the ring of a memory right there. Nicely done, Rick. And Patrick, why don't we start with you, please?
I enjoyed the read. It reminded me kind of a Mel Diner kind of feel, you know, and I could actually feel the what he was trying to get out with the music and the ringing of utensils and dishes in the back and everything. He did a really well job on it. I enjoyed it. I even like the smell of Avon perfume.
That was a nice closing touch. Thank you, Passion. Randy, how about you?
Excuse me. Yeah, I like this a lot. It's a trip down memory lane. It kind of brought back memories for me. My dad played softball when I was pretty young, and after the games were over, all the guys and their wives and some kids would go in tow to a local bar where the guys, they'd all drink beer and stuff, but us kids would, you know, put money in the jukebox and play shuffleboard or something like that. But, yeah, all those memories of the sounds in the background going on around the bar, everything, it really brought back memories of that. So I could relate to it in that respect. I thought it was a really interesting poem, and I really enjoyed it.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Randy. Pam, how about you?
I enjoyed this. I like that he didn't try to remember, figure out what, you know, her favorite specific song or music was, but rather focused in on the bar, the restaurant, the jukebox, and all the music that was in there. And I felt like this was a wonderful representation of what a hardworking woman his mother was, and how the jukebox not only connected them as a family, but connected the community. So very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
You know, I think it was a nicely done piece. I thought it was well expressed and enjoyable, most definitely. And I thought what a wonderful, well, I guess it might not be, but I would think they were a wonderful set of memories from growing up and his mom. So that was pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
Great commentary. I did like the specificity of the arena itself, since obviously mom was a hard-working woman. Nights would be spent at this place, so there is a great connection of memory. I mean, we hit that note of slivers of silver marked tips and jar cash register ringing would leave my mom singing at a small town Kansas saloon. And then that dual line near bottom, sounds never go away, but feel blessed, not cursed, that they are in my head to stay. $2, an old jukebox, make it mellow for this fellow. Take away that ghost sting. There's a touch of sadness, but the thought of reliving those moments or remembering those moments are sick close to home. Nicely done, Rick. Thank you very much. All right, Jane. Rick, coming back to you.
Okay, I believe I have the next one up. So let me go back and look. Why, yes, I do. Miss Pam, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'd be happy to. And this is ABBA Arrived in Living Color by Sonia 39022Z. And it goes like this. ABBA Arrived in Living Color, a dream introduced by Super Trooper. I was headlined as the dancing queen. Mamma Mia wasn't even seen. Fernando was my Spanish escort, who spoke French to me by asking, "Parlez-vous?" I answered back with, "How do you do?" ABBA sang away as the disco ball swayed, barely hanging up when it finally dropped, creating an SOS and Waterloo moment, as dancers dispersed with much torment. Too much action in the dream, how peaceful the day before you came, just as I was waking up, money, 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 fell from the ceiling on top of my honey. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. I remember this from a couple of years ago. Randy, why don't we start with you, please?
Yeah, you know, one thing I noticed in reading through some of the other poems for this contest, excuse me, and this one certainly fell into that category that a lot of people obviously are much younger than me, so their parents are either my age or younger. And that would be the case with this, ABBA being popular, I believe, probably in the 80s, maybe the late 70s. But, this was a really well-done poem. It added a lot of their song titles throughout it. And I thought it was very well constructed and brought back a memory of a time gone by and a very famous group. So I thought it was well done. And a very nice read.
Thank you very much, Randy. Jean, how about you?
You know, I really like this. You know, it was fun. And that's what I really liked the most. It was fun and it was nicely penned. And, you know, maybe not to everyone, but, you know, I recognize all the songs. And I remember Mamma Mia, and I thought it was, you know, pretty funny in its own way. And I get a kick out of that, and I guess I can relate to her mom, you know, if that's the case, if that's what her mom liked, I can dig it. I can get into the thought of it. So really nicely done piece by Sonia. And maybe it was, I don't know, maybe she just liked the musical. I don't really know for sure, but good stuff. Definitely good stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jean. All right, Ashton, how about you?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't know any of it that was songs on that. but I did understand money, 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 money. But that was about the only part I got of it. And I mean, I like the rhyme scheme. I love the detail and the, you know, the like was mentioned the fun sway to it, you know, and all. I wish I knew the songs. I mean, but other than that, I mean, I really liked the way it was penned out.
Excellent. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, how about you?
You know, well, I'm going to look up Mamma Mia later, right?
Oh, yes. Pam?
Oh, yep. Well, my guess would be that either her mother was a dancing queen, or she had a Spanish escort named Fernando, or she really liked ABBA. But either way, it's definitely a fun write. I like how she played with all the different song titles. You know, and just It was fun. That's what it is, fun. Very well done.
Thank you, everybody. I still get a kick out of that second stanza and the illusion that walks within there. Fernando was my Spanish escort, who spoke French to me by asking, "Voulez-vous?" I answered back with, "How do you do?" A nice touch of wry humor, because that plays off as quite the odd phrase, especially being Spanish. You spoke French, and the voulez-vous angle was another part of that. What's it? Voulez-vous goûter avec toi ce soir? Which was another one of those big disco hits way back in the day. All right, Jane, we're coming back to you.
Well, I'm going to go to Promise with the next one, and this is by Betty Page.
Oh, wait.
I'm calling in. I didn't say that. It just said reader. Yeah, I don't know. Everybody.
No, wait a minute. Did you update?
I don't know. When did you change it? I don't know. Well,
refresh.
I did. I just did. But, okay. That's fine by me. Retract that, Passion. It's okay. I'm going to get you another one.
Okay. Uncle, I guess
I'll get you this one. Erase that from your mind. Okay, here we go.
If I must.
You must, because
okay.
Rex and Sam said so. So you must. Here we go. This is the next one. By
Jesna Sajjan. Simple, happy, elegant she. She gave birth to the world, lineage, begat generations. She nourishes our physical health, spiritualism, patience. She taught us to speak, expressions, people at noon. She guides us to be ourselves, soothing boon. She consoles us when we are uneasy or feel bad. She encourages us to be happy or crappy, sad. She protects us from dangers or strangers, even dad. She engenders qualities, mesmerizes what she had. She teaches teamwork, housekeeping, independence. She handles responsibilities, people, boundaries, fence. She is about cleanliness, brevity, beauty. Finances, savings. She is tolerant to our faults, yet intolerant to messy swings. She rarely appreciates, but if she does, it's true celebration. She is the ancestor of simplicity, affection, dedication. She was a child, fought for freedom, dwells in tradition. She writes without a pen, wisdom, proverbial, inherits, appreciation, end poem.
Great read, Passion. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, we're going to start with you.
Okay. Well, I think this was, I like how there was a consistency with the lines. A wonderful read there, Passion. And I like the consistency in the lines, the theme of she. I like how it pays tribute to all that a mother is and all that she does. And it just really has a very Proverbs 31 type feel to it. I like that it reminds us that, you know, a mother, no matter what her job is, just by being a mother alone, is a nurse, a doctor, a teacher, and you know, so much. And so beautifully written all the way through and very well done.
Thank you very much, Pam. And Jean, how about you? Jean, are you mutating?
That too. Yes, I was. That too. Yes, I was. oh, God. I found this to be an interesting piece. Not sure what music it was referring to. But it was nice, and I want to thank you, Jesna, for putting the piece into the show while I'm working on getting myself fired.
Hey, we can't fire the boss.
That's hysterical. Oh, my God. It's not funny ha-ha either. It's just funny strings. What are the odds of that happening? Anyway, just thought I would, yeah. Anyway, nice job. I'm quiet now.
Thank you, Gene. And Randy, how about you?
Well, I thought it was interesting. Obviously, it's not about mom's favorite song, but, you know, it had a lot of wonderful, spoke of a lot of wonderful qualities of mom. So it's a poem to mom in honor of mom. And maybe we could just consider it Jessna's song to mom in poem form. But, yeah, I thought it was really good. I liked that that each line started with she speaking of mom and how she conducted her life and how it intermingled with her children and everything. Yeah, I thought it was very well written, and I really enjoyed it. And that was a really good read, too, Passion.
Thank you very much, Randy. All right, Passion, how about you?
I think it was a lovely piece that was penned for a tribute to her mom. I mean, it gives expression and everything that a mom consists of, you know, when we're of all stages of our life, from child to adult and even past then, you know, and then we have those memories and lessons to be learned that we may not have learned in the beginning, but we sure enough learn at the end. And, you know, it's a great tribute. Enjoyed it.
Thank you, everybody. I'm going to go with even though it didn't hit on the note of a song, I'm going to walk in another direction. It hits on the spiritual note to the song of motherhood. So I'm going to walk right there because it doesn't hit on the thought of just the singularity. It hits on the thought of her, she, the totality of motherhood and mothers. So nicely done, Jessna. Thank you very much. All right, Jane, we're coming about your way.
Are you sure you want to come back to me? I'm three
it
for
always
three.
Comes back home.
You know, I'm three for three right now, okay? Really. But I'm not going to screw this one up. You know why? Because it is 10:28, and Randy, I have your piece. The first thing I've done
well,
right
thank
here.
You. Thank you very much, Phil.
Oh, my God.
Mine is entitled In the Mood. I finally remember my mother's favorite music. If the time's right, I find it strangely therapeutic. It was an early influence on my musical taste, and even hearing it now still lights up my face. She put on a record saying, let's take a spin. Dad adding, go on, dance, giving me a grin. Those songs were theirs. I saw it in their eyes. It even became special to me, to my surprise. The big band music of the Second World War. This helped lift the country through its horror and giving a lift to all who were feeling blue. Glenn Miller playing Chattanooga Choo Choo. Mama's passed, but she still remains alive. In Moonlight Serenade, her melody survived, her memory survived. And In the Mood made her swing and sway. Her favorite music stays with me to this day in poem.
Great read, Randy. Thank you very much. All right, Passion, we're going to start with you with this one.
Okay, get me while I'm in my emotion, right? All right. Randy, this is a good read. And I have commented on it. I find it's a very heartwarming piece. You made me feel every moment with them. We're doing the Chattanooga Choo Choo and I can just imagine the, you know, during that time frame and everything. And again, I'm sorry about your loss, but as I stated, that she will always remain in your heart, and that this is a very, very beautiful tribute to your mother. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Passion.
Excellent. Thank you. All right, Pam. How about you?
Oh, this is absolutely wonderful, Randy. I mean, the big band music in the first place is just wonderful, like, you know, upbeat music that just makes your heart kind of dance. And this has, as always, great rhyme and flow. I like that you bring us back in time to the image of your parents dancing, to the image of you and your mother dancing, to that family time spent together, you know, and how this music represents not only the love that your mother had for you, but the love and then closeness that your parents had for each other, and probably set a good example. I like how you throw in some of the different song titles like Chattanooga Choo Choo and In the Mood and Moonlight Serenade, and how, like, even then, I like especially where you mention, and even hearing it now still lights up my face. That is just one of those lines that really pulls at the heartstrings. So very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
You know, Randy, this was a great piece. You know, I thought it was excellent. Heartfelt and well expressed. Wonderful memories of your mom, you know, things, you know, what you were used to having her listen to, and that kind of thoughts in the background. I think the gift of music is such a great gift, and it was very relatable. So well done. Very well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, always.
You're right about this, right? That this is actually very beautiful. And Glenn Miller was the quite the – well, innovator. He started out with a clarinet and a saxophone and a melody, and it kind of took that wave into a generation that lived with Glenn Miller in the moment, because he did offer up that notation of bringing a little bit of happiness even during those hard times. He did a lot of touring, and unfortunately, he was also one that went missing in Christmas Eve of 44, something like that, and they never found his plane. So I guess that would have meant a whole lot more to your mother and your father, too, as part of their life through that time, that they kept listening to that, which they truly missed. So wonderful piece on a couple of levels.
Thank you, Rex.
You're very welcome. All right, Jean.
Okay, Rex.
We're coming up to you.
Randy, thanks for hanging with us. Really.
Oh, well, thank you. My allergies are just tearing me up tonight. It's hard for me to concentrate, so I'm going to go ahead and hit the road. But I appreciate you guys letting me read, and great show. And I know it's got a bunch of really outstanding.
All right, Randy, have a good night, and thank you for stopping in.
Thank you.
Okay,
so
good
much.
Night.
Good night, Randy.
Good night.
Okay. Read the next one. See? No comments, Rex. You did good. This is called Our Mamas and Papas by Cool Males. Didn't know that. Stop it. Didn't know that California dreams would turn into soap bubbles on Knot's Landing and then strive. Oh, shrivel. Christ. I'm going to start it over because I don't believe I'm that silly. Our mamas and papas didn't know that California dreams would turn into soap bubbles on Knot's Landing and then shrivel and become dry kindling for California nightmares. End quote.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. Yeah, it is a bit off topic, but We had a couple of smaller ones on the board, so I wasn't worried about it. And Passion, why don't you start us off?
Who is Mama and Papa?
See, I know. It fit the bill for a little bit of humor.
I'm like, okay. But, I mean, it was a cool little brevity. I took it for what it was, you know, from the California dreams to becoming dry kindling for California nightmares. I mean, it's terrible what's going on and what's been going on over there. But in the same, I really don't know about this Mama and Papa. It was a
You've
good
been
reason.
Deprived. They were big and sick. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, what about you?
Well, you know, I thought this was a really great tribute to the music of the Mamas and the Papas, but also to Michelle Phillips herself. I like the Knots Landing reference. You know, for the soap opera, nighttime soap opera, Knots Landing, she was in that. And, you know, I thought it also was really interesting how it took us in just a few lines historically from California in its, like, heyday of the almost, like, dreamlike quality that it had, like, everybody who was anybody wanted to go there to the recent, you know, wildfires of last year. And, you know, so just really just clever lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
Well, it was a cute little piece, a cute little brevity. Of course, I screwed that up, too. I'm batting 1,000 tonight, so I just want to let you know. I don't quite know what that's about. But it was a nice piece. It was clever. It was clever. So, yeah, a nice job there. And, yep, that's it from me.
Thank you, Jean. I got to agree with Pam on the thought of from the dreams into nightmares. That was a clever run. And the soap bubbles, because I remember Knots Landing, too. That was a spinoff of what, Dynasty back in the day? Or Dallas, one or the other.
I think they were spinoffs, but they were both the same kind of genre of shows.
Well, yeah, but I think the main character in Knots Landing was actually on one of the other ones as a main character. It didn't quite work out there, and they shifted it to this Knots Landing thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he started out with one and ended up with his own. Anyway, nicely done, cool mails. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, Jane.
Okay,
Ball,
Rex.
Your
and that's going to send it back to you, Rex. So whenever you're ready.
Of course.
Of course.
Mama by Brother Jacob. Mama works hard for the money from 9 to 5. Her boss better respect her if he wants to survive. When I was younger, my mama said, baby, be a simple kind of man. Don't try so hard, just do the best you can. Trust the plan that God has for your life. If you ever have a family, respect your kids and wife. Mama prays for me when I am ill. Her mother duties she does fulfill. A mother's work is never done. I am her favorite son, not just her favorite, but her only. Sometimes we don't always agree, but she is the mother that was meant for me. God couldn't have given me a better mother. I would never ask for another. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you. Jacob. End poem. All right, Pam.
Oh, I like this. I like that he put that little note at the end to his mother. I like the sense of humor in a mother's work is never done. I am her favorite son, not just her favorite, but her only. That makes me think this afternoon, my son called me and he was like the first of my three children who can actually speak to say to me Happy Mother's Day. And I told him that. I said, you're the first one of my children to tell me Happy Mother's Day. And my daughter came running in and goes, Happy Mother's Day, Mom. And my son said, it doesn't count, Janessa. It doesn't count. You're still second.
Because she had to hear it first on the phone. It's, oh, shit, I screwed up.
Exactly, exactly. But this is great, and I really like how he used the three well-known songs to pay tribute to his mother. So very well done.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Jean, how about you?
I thought it was a great piece, honestly. I liked where you went with it. I love the references to Simple Man, because there was a line or two in there that I, and that's one of my favorites. I like the 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton. It was a clever piece. It was well written, and it was kind of lighthearted, and it says, sometimes we don't always agree, but she is the mother that was meant for me. God couldn't have given me a better mother. I would never ask for another. I think that's just wonderful. So excellent job, Brother Jacob. Really nicely done.
Thank you very much there, Jean. And Passion, how about you?
I think it was a brilliant piece. He did a great job. I like the working 9 to 5 too. I know Dolly Parton. So I'm happy. I'm not the only sibling, but I do have a sister, and I competed with her at 11:59 p.m. last night to be Happy Mother's Day to my mother. I won. So it's a competitive thing. I can't get it out of my system. But anyway, he did a clever job on it. A little fun in there, a little ha-ha, and I enjoy it. It was a great deal. It was wonderful.
Thank you very much, Pageant. I too hit that note with the baby be a simple kind of man. That was nicely done. As well as the top line, Mama works hard for money and 9 to 5, a few more references, as well as the note that she worked. But I did get a kick out of it. I am her favorite son. Not just her favorite, but her only. And he got the crying laughing emoji hanging out right with it as a note. Yeah, like she had a choice in the matter, so to speak. That was a nice little bit of humor. But everything else was meant for your mother, and that was a perfect notation there, Jacob. Thank you very much. All right, Jean.
Okie dokie. Miss Pam, I have one for you.
Okie dokie, Smokey.
Okie.
All right. This is When We Crossed the Bridge on Kwai River Together by Eve Pohazi, and it goes like this. Hello, Mom. It's been a long time I wrote to you, but there are shared memories unforgettable waiting yet for utterance. You remember the winter of 1962 laid down its snow shroud all over the capital city while white hills grew alongside snowbound tenements, fences as the caretakers shoveled narrow footpaths for shivering pedestrians that ventured out in negative 10 Celsius mornings. Traffic has ceased, not just in our by street, but nearly in the entire Budapest. Snow shoveling casual workers cleaned tram tracks and the inside lanes of main roads due to socialist shortage economy. The term private car didn't exist yet. Some Soviet vehicles, Volga and Shaika Seagull, were used by the directors of communist factories, and a small number of police and ambulance cars were stumbling on the capital city's cobblestone streets. Coal and firewood sounded the townsman's magic mantra. Every school's each classroom was heated by iron stoves. Stoker caretakers fed them from huge scuttles, even during the lectures, till one day schools had ran out of coal and firewood, and the happy coal break has begun. At home, our tile stove radiated summer heat. My 16-year-old high school student cousin and me in our only room, two runaway colts, untamable due to the sudden freedom. You remember? On our first schoolless day, you began cleaning. Your favorite radio series' recent episode had just ended, and suddenly a movie's music sounded from the old gadget. Colonel Bogey marched across the bridge on Kwai River, and with fearless broom in your hand, Mom, you started to march around our only room's only table. The apron fluttered on your waist and the tightly knot shawl loosed on your hair, and we fell into line behind your back and marched stomping at parade step, whistling and singing the catchy tune. Dust rose from the dry parquet under our feet, and we circled around the dining table again and again and again, laughing, moving along with the music, rhythm in zestful trance. Out of breath, we stopped marching when the music silenced. My cousin and me collapsed on the carpet loudly, tittering like two piglets. You leaned the table in order to keep balance, laughed, panting for breath. I have never seen you as happy as that morning. From 60 years difference, Mom, I thank you for this joy, and thank you, Lieutenant Ricketts, for composing us these unforgettable instants. End poem.
Yeah. Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, what you think?
What a great piece. You know, incredible memories to be able to write about and to share with all of us. I mean, you know, I thought it was nicely penned, and it was a great expression of the memory of her mom. It's just beautifully done. I mean, just heartfelt and wonderful. So great job, Eva, as always.
Excellent. Thank you, Jean. All right, Passion, how about you?
I tell you, when I read this earlier, my heart just, oh, and, you know, I don't know much about the 1960s, but, you know, reading through this and learning and feeling what this writer is writing, pour at my heartstring, and then to picture the mother and child and cousin dancing around the table, you know, just brought a smile to my face. It was a very touching, it was a very incredible write. It was well said.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, you got to read it. How about you?
Yeah, this is just beautiful. I think this is one of those rare, in my opinion, one of these rare gems of a write that makes tears brings tears to my eyes and makes me also smile. Like, and I like how she builds up to the song, builds up to the music. Like, she sets the tone. She brings us into the Budapest, Hungary. During the time when the socialism and, you know, was a part of the structure, and she sets the scene for what things were like and why school had gotten canceled, and she brings us into that snug little one-room house where, you know, the children are restless. The mother is, you know, listening to a favorite show, and all of a sudden that one song comes on, that one song, and they all start marching around the table, and you're swept up in their joy, like you're swept up in her memories. And, you know, I just think that is absolutely wonderful, and it's a beautiful, heartfelt tribute and very well done.
Great comments, gang. It's a wonderful, warm memory. hitting on a very beautiful moment, in, despite the harshness of the episode that brought about this to begin with, the fact that the girls are out of school because they didn't have any coal or wood to heat the stoves in the school themselves. So their first day off, and Mom puts on a little music, and all fun breaks loose, so to speak. And it is a great piece of not just offering up the reference of 1962 and how stark it was, but also the moment of putting that record on and hearing something that brought them all together, but just a little bit of hilarity because of the times themselves. Nicely done, Eva. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, we're coming about to you.
Oops-a-daisy. Okay, well, I'm here. Let me see now. Passions, I have one for you now, and this is by Sunshine.
Okay.
Thanks.
Hearts That Turn Toward Home by Sunshine. Back in 1964, our song came on the car radio for the very first time, and all I could do was cry. You asked me why. Because today I can never go home anymore. That door has been closed. This is a story of a teenage girl and the relationship she had with her mother. She later threatened to run away because her mother wouldn't let her do as she wanted. Every year on Mother's Day, she cries her heart out playing this song. I could never go home anymore by the Shangri Love. It's quite a tearjerker because that was the day the angel took her mother away. Then on that day, she read her poem that she wrote with love to her dear mother. Hearts That Turn Toward Home. On this very special day in the month of May, a day when we were supposed to remember our dear mother with cards, hugs, and kisses, and lots of flowers. But how could a few dollars even come close to measuring all that goes into being a mother? For from the moment you bring that child into this world, you become a mother for life. And like the mother of Jesus, you rejoice. But sometimes being a mother cuts like a knife. So on this very special day, let us turn our hearts toward home and remembering our dear mother. When I was little, I used to call her Mommy. I would say, oh, Mommy, I love you so much. I'm so glad you're my mommy. You're the best. But like all the rest, as I got older, I changed your name to Hey Mom. Can I have this? What about that? Hey Mom, will you take me here? Will you take me there? Hey Mom, why don't kids like me? Hey Mom, she became my chauffeur, my referee, my counselor. She became all those things to me. As you can see, I was in great need. But once again, something happened when I entered my teens. Her name began to change to, oh, Mother, really? How could you? I'm so embarrassed. Over and over, I said, oh, Mother, really? You're so old-fashioned. We just don't see eye to eye on anything anymore. So as the years went by, we stopped talking, you and I. Now I'm this adult child with children of my own, and the same words echo back at me. Oh, Mother, really? Lately, my heart's been hurting as I turn my heart towards home in remembering my dear mother, remembering all the sacrifices you made, all the heartaches I gave, and all that goes into being a mother. Oh, Mom, I'm so sorry. How could I have been so blind? I suppose I have to become a mother just to see how special you really are to me. Oh, Mom, I love you so much. Thank you for being my mother and home.
Great re-passion. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, you get first looks at this one.
Well, you know, I've heard this one before, and I think the Passions did a great job with it. Very heartfelt piece. and very well penned all the way through. And, you know, I want to thank Sunshine for sharing it with us, because we all do go through something very similar. And as we're growing up, we don't realize, you know, well, just, what do they say? You don't know what you have till it's gone, you know? And
absolutely.
As you get older, the older you get, the more you come to understand where your mother was coming from with all the things that you experienced as you were growing older. And, you know, if you're lucky enough, you haven't burned those bridges. Well, you know, with mothers, it's really hard because, you know, usually even they're only a little charred. You know, moms are usually open-armed, you know, to bring you back. And, you know, usually things work out for the best. Not always, but I think for the most part. And I think that Sunshine really expressed that well in here. And, you know, it's something that some need to see, others are less well. We've come to learn already. So great job, Sunshine, and thank you for sharing very much.
Great comment, Jean. Thank you. All right, Pam, how about you?
Yeah, well, wonderful read there, Passions. And, you know, this is beautiful because it's sad, but yet it celebrates mother's life and her mother's strength. It really brings tears to my eyes when it mentions that her mother died on Mother's Day. And, the general message of how when we go through those teenage rebellion, and that oftentimes it's our mother or a mother-like figure that we tend to lash out the most, and it's not until we become a mother ourselves that we learn to understand everything that they go through, you know, and the threat of, you know, running away, I think, was quite a common thing in any child's life. You know, it was that whole act of trying to show oneself as being an independent individual. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you very much, Pam. All right, Passion, you got to read it. What do you think?
I think it was a very emotional, heartfelt piece. One that many people can relate to. You know, I myself, for one, ran away many years ago, of course. But, and so I found out that my mom was, you know, at the moment you don't think, you know, you just go with craziness. And then I realized that my mom, and luckily for me, I found that early in my years, and a lot of people don't find that. And then to read this and to know that, you know, many of us do have to, I mean, many of us have children that are going that route, you know, right now. I mean, they could be grown by now, or they're going through that now. I mean, I've got 20-year-olds, and, you know, and they're grown, and, you know, they're priceless, you know. But you never know what they're thinking. And, you know, she poured it out in this letter, and it's just heartbreaking. I mean, she did a really good job on this piece.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. This was poignant and supremely honest, which is something you don't get a whole lot of. This hits on every touch of emotion and thought that went through those early days into now motherhood. And you get on that thought, what comes around goes around. And then that's when the light bulb goes off and you fully understand the lengths and the time that went into everything to begin with. And it does kind of, that eye-opening does kind of hurt a little bit. But you know what? The end result is a very heartwarming piece itself. And wonderfully written, Sunshine. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jane.
Okay,
take it back to you.
I am going
somebody
to
pass the tissue, please.
Sure. You can grab a box.
You sound like you need a whole box.
Okay. I'm going to read the next one, Rex, so can you guess who's the next?
Okay.
This one's by Marvin Goldfarb. This one is called Happy Mother's Day by Marvin Goldfarb. It's Mother's Day. That's relatively apparent. So give her candy and flowers. Show that you love her hours after hours. Yes, she is special. She is ours. So it should phase you to praise her and not to have aphasia. End poem. So,
Marvin. Great reading. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, why don't you lead us off?
Well, it's a nice little brevity about a mother's love. So well done.
Thank you very much, Pam. And Jean, you got to read it. How about you?
Well, I think Marvin did a nice job here. It was short and sweet, great brevity. It's Mother's Day. That's relatively apparent. So give her flowers and candy so that you love her hours after hours. I don't know. It was short and to the point, and I think it was just nice. So nice job, Marvin, as always.
Thank you, Jean. And Passion, how about you?
Oh, I want to know where the candy and flowers is. I'm talking to the wrong people. Oh, this is a beautiful piece of brevity that, it shows a lot of love for our mom. And moms are special. And he did a great job in expressing that. Great job, Marvin.
Absolutely. Thank you, Passion. And yes, Marvin did do a great job with this. It is sweet and to the point, and it is that moment to meet the church. So if you failed and you're at the gas station trying to find something right now, my guess is you're SOL.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
any
mother
you
on
that,
is going
to be. Well, unless she prefers a six-pack of beer and an old worn-out CD.
Old worn-out what?
Old worn-out CD.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've welcomed many a little candy bar with open arms in my lifetime. And I think that most mothers are good at that.
I have to agree. I have to agree with you, Jean.
Yeah,
I think
it doesn't matter. Yep. Yeah. I can't help it. That's just, God, it's just, you brought me a candy bar. Thank you so much. I'm sure somewhere down the line somebody gave me a half-eaten lollipop or something, Thank you. What do you do?
Oh, hey, look, I got a bag of licorice for you.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I heard that.
It's only had left the store. I know you don't like licorice. And it's black.
At least I got some chocolate strawberries today. I got some chocolate strawberries for my daughter, so hey.
Oh, there you go. That's better than chocolate and flowers. And yummy.
Yeah, you got that right.
All right, Jean, where would you like to go next?
Oh, my God, where I'd like to go and where I'm going. Well, I don't know if there's two different things or not. But here we go. I'm going to put this piece up by Meadow Murata. And I'm going to play the SoundCloud that accompanies it.
There isn't a SoundCloud.
No.
I beg
to
differ.
That's just a song. Wait a minute. Is it?
But it's the same.
Okay.
See? She got me last time like that. I didn't know it was there.
I didn't see that earlier.
How long will I love you? As long as stars above you. longer if I can.
Okay, so maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. But you said the same
thing. Yeah, it was, the poem is written on the video. The,
oh, it's
crazy.
For the song,
crazy.
Yeah.
Feeling so lonely.
Well, I can play the music and somebody else can read on top of it. I'm easy. Just saying, you know. We can give it a whirl.
Oh, totally.
Okay, Pam, I think you'd be the one.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to time that really well. Okay. So,
okay.
I'm going to start the music, and then you kick in whenever you feel like you should. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, you can read it right off the screen. You can read it on the screen as it comes out. There you go. There you go. We're cool. Okay, here we go.
You're not serious, are you?
Yeah. I am.
I am shooting daggers at you with my eyes right now. Just so you know.
I am ducking. And listen, I'm going to play the music, and you can read it off the screen for the music. That's all.
There you go.
That way you're kind of... It's all good.
Put
okay,
the daggers away.
I'm putting the music on now.
Live entertainment.
Oh, okay,
tell
so,
me.
Okay, just mute the darn screen and just that way I don't hear yours as well. Okay, here we go. One and two. Rex is going to kill me when this night's over. Okay, here we go. Okay.
Loving nurtured them for months, unsightly mound. Protruding in front, carry the bulk with startling swift, aware of the other's heart that ticks. When to this world they were born, after the pain of labor has worn, cradle the miracle gifts of wonder, souls entrusted for her to take care. She watched her ward like a hawk, seeing them walk, hearing them talk. Not even a fly can touch their skin, always certain they're close within. She's worried sick when they're ill. When they cry, she can't sit still. She taught them right from wrong to face life's battles and be strong. And when at last they have grown, living life the way they have known. She keeps an eye over their shoulders, ready to bolt in case they need her. And when the sons choose to finally marry, she watched them build their own families, allowing them to make their own decisions, jumping in to meddle only when one groans. How can we fault her unconditional devotion, her overflowing heart filled with love and affection? For the sons and daughters she brought to light, remain children in her heart and mind. For when the time to close her eyes has come, her ardent wish is that they be kept away from harm, to be able to guide, guard, and love them afar. Hush, my babies, just look at the brightest star in home.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. And since you got double... Dipped on that one. Gene, you get to comment first. Aha.
Rex, do the whistle.
Good now.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Pam, you did a wonderful job there. Wonderful job. Wonderful job. You couldn't have done better if you tried harder. Great job. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, I'm going to get fired tonight. I can tell. I'm not fired. Somebody's going to I really thought that was the poem that she was reciting. I guess I saw the words going across the screen, and I just, you know, wasn't like really thinking about what I was hearing. So my bad. But Pam, you did a wonderful job. Have I told you that?
You might have.
Okay, good.
I probably would have done a better job without the music, but yeah.
Hush now. Hush. Yeah. You did a fine job with the music. It was wonderful. It was beautifully presented like that. You did a nice job.
You're going to bed?
Oh. Yeah, Pam's going to kill me if Rex doesn't fire me. But I think that this was a really well-done piece. Really, it was. It was a beautiful poem, nicely written, and well-presented on the YouTube. So excellent job, Meadow Murata. And thanks for sharing with us. Pam's going to kill me.
And Passion, how about you? Thank you, Jean.
I'm not crying now, but this brought me to the brink of, because this is everything that I would wish my kids, you know, to be that brightest star in their life where they can just know that I'm always looking after them. You know, we as parents are always looking after the children. And she written it perfectly. I don't think I could have done better. They done a fantastic job on this. And that's all I can say.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dan. All right, Pam, you got to read it. How about you?
Yeah, I thought this was really, really nice. It would have been nice if she actually could have made a recording of her poem. It had a nice flow and meter to it. I like that this paid tribute to all that a mother is and all the love that she has to offer. And it's not just the love, it's that, as she says, you know, how can we fault her unconditional devotion, her overflowing heart filled with love and affection? And I like that this brings us from the time that a mother carries a child within her to when her grown children get married and she learns that she does not interfere. She lets them work their own problems out, as you know, unless asked. But, you know, it's that idea of, you know, like raising them upright and then letting them go into the world as adults that you know you've done your best for them. And so beautifully written and very well done.
Great comments, everybody. And you're all right. This is sweet. It's endearing. And it doesn't paint a singularity. It paints a loving note for all mothers who walk this line and provide and give and offer and still do so long after the birds have left the nest. Great piece, Meadow. Thank you very much for dropping this in. And Jean, we're coming back to you.
Okie dokie. Well, Pam, I just want to tell you, that's when they reach that age, that's when you kick them out of the nest and you tell them, flap harder, flap harder. See, that's what it is. Yes. Oh, God. Oh. Okay, Rex, I have the next one for you. Sorry.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Aha. Mama's Favorite Song by Lawrence 67. And everybody knows where we're going with this one, so here we go. Favorite songs of Mom way, way back in the day. Well, I'm pretty much as old as dirt, so you can imagine how old my mom was when we were growing up. I recall as toddlers, Mom would be humming this particular little hymn to us thrice, and it went something like this. Sleep, little babies, but not too long. The saber-toothed tiger got an appetite for tiny sleeping tots. Take 40 winks, but stay alert if the ground starts rocking. Don't come a-knocking, because everybody hates them damn tectonic plates. North, south, Asia Minor, what the heck? Just make up your mind. Jesus Christ. Keep one eye open and stay a-hoping that no asteroidal impacts are coming our way. No one wants the distinction of early extinction. Yes, little babies, rest thyself, but not too long. And that was Mama's favorite song. Ping pong. Pastor, we're going to start with you.
I spent 30 minutes trying to sing that song myself. Oh, God. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Thank you very much, Pam. Pam, are you stopped laughing yet?
Sorry, I had muted myself. That was a great read, Rex, and I really like how this felt like one big, long, your mama's so old joke. You know, it's the saber-toothed tiger reference, so, you know, all of it was great fun. Well, I'm pretty much as old as dirt, so you can imagine how old my mom was when we were growing up. Jesus Christ. That I like that. So good fun and very well done.
Gene, how about you?
You know, when I read it, I laughed. I have to say I really did. I thought it was a funny piece. And poor mama. Poor mama. Picking on her like that. Now, come on. She wasn't that old. He ain't that old. But it was funny. It was very funny. Right up Lion 67's alley, you know, for humor and a nice piece. So clever. A clever thing. Oh, my God. Clever. Clever, right. Absolutely.
It was funny and very different. No Alfie and company for this one. He went straight up with the, hey, even the Stone Age cave moms had to have a song to sing to their little kids. Why not about the saber-toothed tiger? Yeah, you got to beware. This was funny and definitely a great kickoff to the second half of the show. And Lawrence never let us down. This was perfect. It kind of hits on that note of a cave dwelling. You know, grunting back and forth as the music goes.
Right. I should do it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're coming back to you.
Okay. Pam, I'm coming to you next for this one, if you wouldn't be, if you wouldn't mind, if you would be. Thank you very much.
Okie dokie. All right. This is Memories Entwined with Music, and it goes like this. I sat next to you while you listened to the Moody Blues cassette tapes on the dresser, trying to imagine nights in white satin while sitting crisscross applesauce on floral cotton sheets and a hand-sewn quilt. I don't like to dwell on country music because that's what you listen to when you locked yourself in your room and cried. But I guess every broken vase needs some Hank Williams and Patsy Cline. I prefer to think of you as a rock and roll spirit with a sparkle of romanticism in your earth-colored eyes as you listened to Elvis Presley and the Everly Brothers. I prefer to remember your collection of music that rebelled against your upbringing, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, Pink Floyd, and Queen, just to name a few. I can't pretend there wasn't that space of separation where neither of us knew what kind of music the other listened to. But eventually we came back together and found common ground, jukeboxes that played the best of Kiss and AC/DC, blasting George Thorogood and Meatloaf while sipping iced tea in the summer sun. We both agreed no song understood a broken heart better than Nazareth's Love Hurts. I got from you a love of music. You had an appreciation for the simple pleasures in life, an open heart and an open mind. And I still smile remembering when I introduced you to Rob Zombie and we set aside housework to headbang to Living Dead Girl. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. And Gene, because of those last three lines, I got to give you the opening comments on this.
Wow. You know, first off, the first thing I want to say is, boy, she knew how to make me feel old, right? Like, damn, I don't think about me. How old are you? I'm going to ask
What's
you right
that?
Now, too. How old are you?
I am 47.
Well,
Lord, I'm going to be 48 in June.
Wow.
June
what?
Oh, yeah, June 16th. My twin.
Yeah, that's June 16th. Well, I was 12 when you were born, but I don't know. I'm like, listen, and I'm feeling very dated when I hear you read this. I'm going, damn, wait a minute. Damn, wait a minute. You know, I'm just a little, I'm like a little bit above these songs, but like, you know, I don't mean above as in that, but I mean age-wise, but not real far. So I'm like, damn, I'm just feeling old. Rex, do you understand where I'm coming from? Like, wait a minute. Anyway, yeah. Well,
I remember all these quite lovingly.
Is my mom was only 7 years older than you. She had me when she was like, you know, like just turned 19. Yeah.
Yeah, but should be going. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But see, I don't think of you as being like way, well, it's not that I don't think of you as being much younger than I am. I guess I don't think of myself as being much older than you are. How's that? Better way to put it? I don't know. Wait a minute. Talking about your mom and then talking about all the music I remember listening to when I was growing up. I'm like, I mean, when I was a kid, not my mother's music for sure, but, and I'm going, wait a minute. So she really had me going there for a while. But I think this was an excellent, excellent tribute to your mom. Wonderful references to the music that she listened to. And I loved that the two of you shared music back and forth. I mean, those last three lines you have, like, Rex and I were talking about Rob Zombie. But, you know, when I introduced you to Rob Zombie, we set aside housework to headbang to Living Dead Girl. I mean, you know, it's pretty awesome. They're great memories, you know, and it's a wonderful thing that you have those. And it's fun that you shared them because it's just a whole different perspective. So I think you did a wonderful job, you know, like you do with everything else. But it's so well expressed to everyone. So excellent job. Excellent job.
Thank you, Jean.
Welcome, Jean. Thank you. And Passion, how about you?
Oh, well, let me tell you, this was a sensational piece written by you, Pam. And, of course, the list I knew above, you know, the Beatles, Rolling Stones, and Deep Purple and that. But this Living Dead Girl, who's that? I'm about your age, so I'm kind of a little puzzled here. But either or, I'm going to look that one up as well.
Yeah, well, Living Dead Girl is a song by Rob Zombie.
And I'm thinking Rob Zombie was somebody you met and dated. See what I mean?
Well, I will tell you, there was a time I had probably wished that I had met and dated Rob Zombie. But no.
No, but this was a wonderful dedication. It was beautifully written, outstanding as usual.
Well, thank you very much, Passion.
Excellent. Thank you, Passion. Well, actually, this does give quite the array of thought that your mother got into music. She liked the good stuff. I mean, Zeppelin, Beatles, Stones, Purple, Floyd, and Queen. But when hard times were hit, nothing quite like a little Hank Williams and Patsy Cline to add a little soul to the tears, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, when you got to the end of this, not before that. And Nazareth, Love Hurts, that's a hell of a song going back a ways, too. 40 years on that one. I remember that.
Yeah,
and your love for awesome. Your love of music. But I had to laugh and smile getting down to the end when I introduced you to Rob Zombie, who's the set housework aside to headbang the Living Dead girl. It's funny, I was just hit on Gene earlier. Rob Zombie is coming out with a new movie this year. He's redoing The Munsters.
Oh, cool.
<That's> funny.
Thank you, Rex.
You're welcome. All right, Gene.
Okay. Oh,
where do you
want to
go now?
I don't know. I forgot already. Oh, no, I got it. I got this. I got this, man. I got this.
She got this.
What the hell? Story of my life, I'm telling you. Whatever. I think I got it, and then it goes away. Here it go. There it is. Okay. Passions, the next one is for you. So, here we go. And it's up.
Happy Mother's Day. When I was a little girl, my sister and I would catch Mama's eyes, seeing stars dancing way before they did. Dad would shout out, "This is my lady, who wears a pair of angel wings." Oh, those moments I cherish, watching them, whether at home, at a camp out, or at the local fair. She'd always feel a little out of sorts, being 5'2", Hispanic, and Dad, 6', white. But he had no worries when he swept her off his feet, off her feet in Fort Hood and took her home to New York, asked her to marry him in the rain to Freddie Hart, Easy Lemon. Oh, the fights they got into growing up, until one night a solid iron skillet went upside his head. He found out she wore more than angel wings. My mother, a beautiful, smart lady who took care of us, none seen her cry when at night I hear her silently in her room or staying up late play Santa or sewing clothes for school plays, tired and worn. And yet, dog tired, she'd have dinner done and us ready for bed. Seeing is believing when you see us all out and about, shined up from smiles on down. My mother, she does wear a pair of angel wings. Easy loving, seeing is believing. She added years and grown to perfection, giving her love and all her affection. She's studying in years of gray and so good-looking. I can see it through all life's changes. Dad never shows her beauty any signs of rejection. This woman is a gift of 365 days. Even when lost, she shows you the way. A blessing a great God has given to a broken heart within me. Forever with me, her lessons will stay. I've walked the life of torment and pain, but it was she that pulled me from hell's reign. And woman born with angelic wings who dances with Dad till nights grow cold when a man loves a woman as he does. If she is bad, he cannot see it. She is his best friend, so be it. If living is living without her, he'd leave it. When a man loves a woman who wears a pair of angel wings, it's my parents. So let them dance in eternity's belt forever. Happy Mother's Day. And home.
Sweet.
Great read, Passion. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, you get to kick us off.
This is beautiful all the way through. It's heartfelt. You did a lovely read of this. I really like how you bring us in to the moments, like when you were a little girl observing your parents being affectionate to one another. And you really bring in the imagery with the description of your mother and your father, and you can just imagine them with their height difference, like dancing and embracing, and you know. And I liked the humor in the part where he learns that she's not always an angel when she knocks him upside the head with a cast iron pan. That was great. I see that you wrote mainly to one song, the song they like when they the night he proposed to her, which I think that's very romantic. But I also like that you bring in the song "When a Man Loves a Woman." I thought that was a really like that end line, "When a man loves a woman who wears a pair of angel wings." And you know, your mother sounds like just that she is a beautiful and strong woman.
and really truly a blessing to you. So it's very fortunate and a lovely poem.
Thank you very much.
Well said, Pam. Thank you. And Jean, how about you?
Well, I don't have to say promise. That was a beautifully written tribute to your mom and your dad, as well as the love they shared. You spoke so lovingly of your mom, and I think you did an excellent job. Just beautifully written and nicely expressed. So, much enjoyed that one.
Thank you, Jean. Mm-hmm. I can't argue with those two, but I do have a question.
Well, God,
did your mother get on a chair, or did she make your father bend down so she could whack him upside the head?
He was actually coming up the steps of the porch. And before he made it to the
smart woman,
before he made it to the
up. She's going down.
Yeah, wow. Before he made it to the top, she nailed him.
Oh, that must have been a nice
yeah.
kind of slithering moment going down the steps again.
Yeah, he found his way up the next morning.
Oh, she put a real hurting on him. Okay.
He was drunk. He came home drunk, so. Yeah.
Right, let out some of that that Spanish heat in the moment. No adobo
yep.
for you. Dang.
Oh, well, he got some Spanish heat.
Yeah, it's a hard That's a hard lesson to learn. Damn.
Yep.
Okay. I'll tell you what, though. I'm glad I asked the question because that does add a little bit of context, and it shows your mother was smart and sneaky at the same time. Yeah. I can't reach him this way. I'll have to wait for him to come up the stairs. Okay. That never happened again, did it?
No, it didn't. He straightened up after that.
Well, I'm glad he took that pointed note and never did it again.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, which does show something about their relationship. It's a great piece, Fashion. Thank you very much.
I knew you would ask that question. That's why I threw it in there.
You had it lined up.
Yes, I did.
Especially when you loaded up with the angel wings, and then he found out, not all with angel wings. I had to ask.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you. And back to Eugene.
Oh, Eugene again. You know that is so
hey, got to get in at least once.
Well, he thinks he's perpetually on vacation, so he's useless to call him. He never is. Okay, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to do a little swap here, and hopefully I won't really cook my own goose by doing it. But, Rex, I'm going to have you read this next piece for us.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Que sera, sera by Eric Svensson. Doris Day Bright's. Upright with blowtorch blue eyes, darling mama departed for heavenly realms in 2009. For 13 years, her absence only made sibling hearts grow fonder. Farmer's wife, grounded and bound by duty's sunlight, shadow days was stoically embraced. Life's demanding race she took in her tenacious Gemini stride. Men and women who've lost their mamas know, out of mind is never out of sight. But they still guide and chide from higher heavenly realms. Off telepathic thought communication, ticker tapes, birthdays and Mother's Day, Sky Pantheon opens for mamas, peekaboo. With gusto and verve, we down here celebrate and consecrate their lives. God's handmaidens, mothers co-create, enable us to experience life on earth. Mama was always so intuitively adept. Seven children saw the light of day, grew strong beside her crystal clear faith river. If seeing is believing, a radiant smile shines brighter than ever. On this, your 13th Heavenly Mother's Day, dear Mama, your boy, Bard, celebrates your stalwart strength and conviction. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. End poem. All right, Passion, we're going to start with you for this.
Well, this was a beautiful piece written in remembrance of my I like where they're the different siblings, you know, men, women who lost their mamas know out of mind is never out of sight. You know, mama's always with us no matter what. And I like where he expresses it between the children and okay, and let me, okay, I'm going to sound stupid, but what does stalwarts mean?
A what?
Stalwarts.
Oh, stalwarts. Strong, erect, purposeful.
Okay. And I think that was a great ending to, you know, the end. Whatever will be. It was a great piece. I like this.
Excellent. Thank you, Passion. And Pam, how about you?
I really loved this. I love how he pays tribute, shows love and respect for his mother and her years she spent on Earth. I like that he mentions that she was a tenacious Gemini. I thought that was really cool. You know, and the description of her being a farmer's wife, grounded and bound by duty sunlight. Like, you know, as long as there was light out, she was working the land. She was, you know, working with her children, with her husband. I like calling her God's handmaiden. Mother's concrete enables us to experience life on Earth. Mama was always so intuitively adept. A wonderful tribute to a mother's instinct. And I like how he reminds us that not just his mother, but mothers in general continue to keep an eye out on their loved ones, their children, even after they pass on. So beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
You know, I thought this was beautifully done by Eric. A wonderful piece. You know, loving thoughts of Mama shared. I very much enjoyed it. So, you know, great work, Eric. I mean, great memories, great thoughts, great recollections. You know, just really nicely written piece. Real solid. So excellent, and thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Great comments, gang. I'm going to go one. Soul to the Earth is what he's kind of offering up. Look at that first line. Dark day bright, upright with blowtorch blue eyes. That's a hell of a description. Think of Doris Day and her music. That's why the case of Ross and Ross. But you look at the pic there, standing with that that palm tree, and then rocky background in the behind it. So that's a pic in itself. And she is bolt straight, upright. This is a great piece, Eric. I like to hear the thought you included the farmer's wife. So there's that nice note to being grounded with the land itself, and that middle off telepathic thought communication ticker tapes, birthdays and Mother's Day sky pantheon opens for Mama's peekaboo. I thought that was a nice little clever touch. With gusto and verve, we down here celebrate and consecrate their lives. What a great thought in the middle of the piece, offering that little tidbit of heartfelt appreciation. Thank you very much, Eric. All right, Jean. It's a pleasure to you.
Okie dokie. Okay, dokie. Okay, Pam. I gave you a sneak preview. So,
okay.
I'm going to have you read Liquid Mind Forever, please.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought maybe that preview was like for like, you know, like you were going to do one other one and then go to that one. All right.
Oh, no.
Surprise, surprise, Pam. Okay. All right.
Oh,
this is
God.
Listen to the Flutes by Liquid Mind Forever. And it goes like this. She's losing it, fading out, slipping into oblivion. Look how her body stops,
mechanically like a marionette without puppeteer. Only the frightened bones of a mom hang there now, bobbing in between vacuums of sleep and semi-consciousness. Her life suspended in mindless hours and days of waiting from breakfast to lunch to dinner, slipping in, fading out, like inert grains of salt sifted through the neck of time. She sucked downward, unable to draw back or stop, betrayed by the flutter of hope. She struggles like a silk moth caught in the incandescent flame of reality, trying to escape the elbow of death. Lullaby, please, Mommy, don't cry. See her sitting, staring, not out or in, just blankly, where eyes once held and loved me. Listen for the flutes, Mommy, please. Let them lull you to sleep. End poem.
Wow.
Great read. Hey, thank you very much. It is a sad piece, but it does hit on those notes of the time spent, even when the mind is failing. And you wish better things, but you know you can't do anything about it. You just have to be there for all those moments when she still has a little bit of a sense that you can draw back into and spend some time with her before ultimately what ends up there. Listen to the flutes, Molly, please. Let them lull you to sleep. A touching bid farewell in the last moments. Thank you very much, Liquid. And Fashion, how about you? What'd you think?
Uh-oh.
Oh, we lose it? Then it's up to you, Gene.
Yes. Here we go again. Actually, this was a really touching piece by Deborah. at first, I wasn't really sure what was going on, but when I read the author's notes, excuse me, it really brought things into perspective more, which was good. Because I didn't want, it seemed very, very dark to me as we were reading it. But beautifully expressed, and yeah, Alzheimer's is not an easy thing to have to come to terms with. And it can make you angry because it doesn't seem fair at all. Or not even that it doesn't seem, it just isn't fair for either party. And I think that this was just well expressed, you know, in a great piece. You know, when something so close to home hurts you in such a way, it's really hard to put those words down and still make it graceful. So I think Deborah did a good job with this. And thank you for sharing with us, Deborah. Very much appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jean. And Pam, you got to read it.
Yeah, this is just absolutely beautiful. It really is a heartfelt write, and it's about that, you know, that love, you know, that staying by somebody no matter how difficult things are and, you know, being there for them. And I think this is a write that many can relate to. And, you know, Alzheimer's is such a horrible thing. It kills the person you love before they actually physically die. I like how she plays with her lines, like she has the G and hang, like off, you know, hanging by itself. The way she creates a certain spacing and flow to her presentation. What really struck me hard is the lullaby, please, Mommy, don't cry, because I felt like that was both her and her mother's voice going back in their childhood, like, because it made me think about how people with Alzheimer's often won't remember what happened like that day, but they can remember things from their childhood, you know, and her life suspended in mindless hours and days waiting, and And that ending, listen for the flutes, mommy, please let them lull you to sleep. And I like the finalization of to sleep in that it can represent the duality of it, in that it represents both the peacefulness that comes to the mind when you sleep, but also that final sleep, that calling to heaven, that kind of that how music is such a spiritual realm and such a calming realm. So beautifully written and very well done.
Great comments, everybody. All right. Yeah. What you want to do next, Jane?
Well, I was going to give one to Promise, but she bolted on us. So.
Yeah. Doesn't she know how to plug in a phone?
That'd be nice, Pam. Be nice. Okay. Okay. I'm going to
Okay, fine. Because
I can. Okay. This is called. Oh, wait. Let me make it big enough I can read it first. It's called Blessing Mother by Lockdown Marks. I believe in Jesus. He surely was a great man. But if there was no God for us, he was not part of any great plan. The values he preached are so relevant now. Across sands of time he reached, which in itself is a wow. Stories of many gods are only told by sapiens. Science, too, is at odds with those stories way back when. No one can ever know until our destiny calls one day. But if humane values grow, then believing is a good way. If I won't live forever, as my dying mother told, loving life and begrudge it never is a cherished thought to behold. In just 25 generations ago, you see, 33 million ancestors interact. Slim chances that I would come to be, but this is how destinies transact. The thought of a final end does not particularly appeal, if only we could phone a friend and get a last-minute repeal. Whatever we want to believe is ours and owned by no other. If it carries some to achieve, then God bless you, Mother. End poem.
Great, Regine. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, why don't you kick us off, please?
Yeah, well, this is a clever piece. It's got great rhyme. I like how he goes into theology. I don't see a song connection, but I think that especially, well, and he wraps up nicely in the end with the whole idea. Like, to me, the whole idea is that it doesn't matter what you believe, you know, what your spiritual beliefs are, even if you don't have any. In the end, a good, loving mother is a blessing to have. You know, it's a gift. So beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you very much, Pam. And Jean, you got to read it. How about you?
Well, I think the piece was very well done. It had that religious note running throughout, and then it stepped back into, like, so many years ago, many, 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 many moons ago. 3 million ancestors ago, actually. And I think that it said a lot. I mean, it came from a couple directions. And then when you get into that last stanza, it comes over, whatever we want to believe is ours and owned by no other. If it carries some to achieve, then God bless you, Mother. So, I mean, whatever we believe, if that gets us to where we need to be, then I guess he's saying so be it. But, you know, mothers teach us that, you know, we can be anything we want and, you know, how wonderful, you know, things can be and all that. So it's an interesting take on the Mother's Day, right, for sure. But he's in the Twilight Zone, just so you know. I'm just like, it's funny.
It was an interesting take because that thought with in just 25 generations ago, you see, 33 million ancestors interact. Slim chances I would become to be me, but this is how destiny transacts. There is that note. All it would have taken would have been one slight off ancestor and generationally speaking, you would not exist. So the idea at the bottom end is, then God bless your mother. Be thankful for the life you have and everything that you have within it. So that spiritual note rings from top to bottom. Nicely done, lockdown.
Okay.
All right, Jean.
Yeah. The next one I'm going to put up is by Diane D. And we have an audio for that. And this is a real audio, everybody, just saying. So here we go.
Amazing Grace by Diane D. I heard it often, Amazing Grace, in between her heartbeats. I even heard it before I met her. I didn't know what lulled me to sleep. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Or the soothing sound of the rocking chair creaking. I was number 4. I arrived 6 weeks early. With broken ribs, she sparred death. She grappled to stay alive. She fought to save her child. He beat his way into jail and forced me into this world. Him and I, we would never meet. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was not worthy of her nurture. She was not deserving of my rage. I challenged her. She hummed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, we have already come, but I made her life a living hell. Then for 30 years I ran. I was lost, but didn't wish to be found. I heard it again in downtown alleys, where I would go to sleep at night, but without the melodic beat of her heart. Day by day she hummed, how sweet the sound, and Grace, please lead her home. In the summer of 2018, she called me home. In her welcoming embrace, I whispered, I was blind, but now I see. This woman blessed me with life. In 28 days, we shared a lifetime. 4 months later, Grace had led her home. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. End poem.
Great read, Diane. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. It's truly appreciated. Well, this is another one of those poignant, hard read pieces, honest, just like another one earlier, and a wonderful use of that song itself in playing out the angle all the way down. I was once lost, but now I'm found, straight through to the end where Grace had led her home at the parting of her mother. Hard times, yes, but there is a great warm note in the ending stanza where she does go home, and there is that found knowledge once more and some happy time spent together before that passing. Wonderful job, Diane. Thank you very much. Pam, how about you?
I tell you, there has just been some stunning rights in this contest tonight, Rex. Wow. I mean, I think I've had more tears in my eyes on this show than most other ones. It's, am I on mute?
Yes.
Oh, shut up.
Pam, did you say, oh, shut up? It's so bad.
Hello.
You're so bad, Pam.
I just thought I heard Rex say, Pam, Pam. And I was like, oh.
I'm surprised you didn't say it. Because I was thinking,
But yeah, no, oh my goodness. I mean, this one, it brings tears to my eyes. I love how she had Amazing Grace as the background music, and how, as you mentioned, Rex, that she, you know, had the, you know, the line to the song woven throughout it. And, you know, this is a wonderful, heartfelt tribute to the strength of a mother, to the power that a mother's prayers has. And that ending especially hits hard, you know, because you just see that there's no such thing as coincidence. You know, if she made that choice to go back to her mother and be accepted back into her mother's loving arms and got that 28 days with her before she was gone. So that's just really beautiful and very well done.
And Jean, how about you?
I think this was an incredible piece, very beautiful, incredibly penned, and I just think it was just awesome work. I mean, as she was going through, and I'm with you, Pam, I love how she wove the few lines of the song throughout, and they were so well placed, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful write. And, you know, I'm glad that she had those 28 days to share and to catch up and to be, you know, with her mom, and I think that's awesome. So great job, Diane. Really beautiful. And just so everybody knows, I went and I picked up Betty Page while I was away. You didn't even know I was going to.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, Betty.
Betty decided to call.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey,
so I tell everybody Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And I really loved all the poems tonight. They're all beautiful, equally beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. It was a great lineup of poems. But listen, we still have yours, Betty, so how about you read it for us? Yes, see us.
Okay. All
right. Right now.
Mine was inspired by a lot of the music that my mother used to always play around me when I was a little girl. So I'm calling it Bohemian Mama, White Bird Singing Sweet. It's a beautiful day, Mom. Sunshine shining bright in San Francisco, wearing flowers in your hair, kaleidoscope high, twirling to music in Agata Davida, dancing, having fun in Haight Ashbury, loves, psychedelic colors, swirling in our minds, bohemian shops, mushroom candles, lava lamps, incense of jasmine, Ben and Jerry's sweets, Cherry Garcia ice cream in a waffle cone. George Harrison sings, Strawberry Fields Forever, favorite Beatles song, drives on PCH on the long and winding roads leading us back home. End poem.
Awesome sauce.
Great read, Betty. Thank you very much. All right, Jean.
Thank you,
why
guys.
Why don't you start us off?
Well, Betty, I think this was excellent. I love how you wove the names of the songs, the whole poem, and kind of drew us in a little closer to your mom, getting that feel for who she was, you know, and what she liked. And, you know, they're wonderful little memories, you know, because it's funny, you know, music is like that. You know, when you hear a song, it takes you somewhere. So every time you hear one of those songs, you know, it leads you right back to your mom. And I think that's kind of awesome, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's me. And I think that's excellent and a very well done piece. So thanks for sharing that with us.
Thank you so very much.
Pam, how about you?
Oh, this is just absolutely beautiful, Betty. I like how you show your love for your mother. And as I said, she really sounds like she's an amazing woman with a spirit for adventure. This was a heartfelt tribute. I love how you bring us into the imagery of your childhood, Haight Ashbury, psychedelic colors, bohemian shops, mushroom candles, lava lamps, incense of jasmine. I actually have some incense of jasmine that I burned earlier today, so it's just a wonderful scent. And even the fun mention of the different songs and the Cherry Garcia ice cream in a waffle cone. I mean, this is the kind of right that just, it's delightful and it makes you smile. So wonderful right and very well done.
Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate your words. I wanted to get everyone to feel that feel of what it likes to be there in Hey Ashbury. I wanted everyone to feel like they were a part of that scene, what it felt like. So I appreciate your lovely comment.
Actually, you hit on that quite well, because hate was the summer of love in 1967, flowered out from there. So you hit the psychedelic colors. The bohemian shops is a nice touch, mushroom candles, lava lamps, incense and jazz, and yes, or everything that you would have come across easily in the hate back in the day, as well as many other things. The touch with Ben and Jerry's and Cherry Garcia was a nice too. Plus strawberry fields, and then finishing out with the long and winding road leading us back home.
Yeah, I love your comments. I just I also love the fact that I think Ben and Jerry's, I think, is still located there on Haight and Ashbury, if I'm correct on that one. So that's why I also wanted to bring that in, because I think that's the place where there still are like a whole bunch of the bohemian tribes, so to speak. And I just pictured my mother, you know, what it would have been like if she, you know, took her trips there. And I know my father was a part of that scene. So I just, whenever I think of certain songs, I think of, you know, my family. I think of Beatles for my dad, and I'd say Inagata Davida for my mom. And It's a Beautiful Day, White Bird is like her favorite song. So that's why I wanted to put it in the poem.
Absolutely. It's been a great show. Thank you, Jean, Betty, Pam, Randy, and Passion for stopping in. I do got three pieces, Chris, Doc, and Azihi. I'm going to put you on the board for Friday's show so that you do get read this week for Mother's Day instead of waiting until clear till next Sunday. And I'll send you out notes with the show link for that. So happy Mother's Day, everybody. Thank you very much for the poetry. Had a great time. Had some fun, some sad notes, but it was a wonderful show all the way around. And happy Mother's Day, everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rex.
Thank you.
It was a great way to celebrate Mother's Day. Great way to handle the topic. I really liked it tonight. So thank you.
Yes.
Hey, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day. See you all on the other side. Be good. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye.